Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. Back on the air 24 hours later, and another long, drawn-out JV game before we could get started. So we're a little bit late, but that's the way the beginning of seasons run in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Harpersville and Afton boys tonight. JV boys for Harpersville came from 10 down to win by 14, 58-44, setting the stage for the game here between two teams that are 1-0 in the early season in the MAC, and with 1-1 and 2-2 records respectively, Afton and Harpersville at the home of the Crimson Knights. I'm Greg Davey, back for another night, second of four for the week. Take a break tomorrow and be back Thursday and Friday. Our first boys game of the 2012-2013 season. And one team's got a lot of height, but not a lot of numbers. One team has a lot of numbers, but not a lot of height. We'll talk a little bit more about those teams and who is who as we get started with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center is on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Call 4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams, Harpersville and Afton, the best in tonight's Mid-State Athletic Conference boys game. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Our rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. As I said, Harpersville already four games in the book. They are two wins and two losses with a win last week against Hancock. Afton is 1-1 overall. Yep, and they also have a win over Hancock. So let's see who emerges in this one with a 2-0 record. But it's in a brightly lit Afton gym. Can't wait to talk about these teams. And Coach Sean Riley of Harpersville and veteran coach Dick Wynans of Harpersville, or of Afton. It is all coming up of live Tri-Town High School basketball on a Tuesday night on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for $1 right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just $1.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back in the very bright and cheery Afton Gym. I was just talking to the custodian, Mr. Brundage, there that had me set up so nicely. All I had to do was unpack the bag, sit down, plug in two plugs without doing any taping or any uncoiling or anything. So it was so easy. I got here early, and I said, how bright is this? He said, we just replaced the bulbs up top. So, yeah, that makes sense. But I had forgotten how wide open this gym is compared to, say, Unitigo or Sydney. So nice digs here. And, of course, red being the dominant theme for the Afton Crimson Knights. And they come into this game with a loss to Deposit. And I'm not sure, because they have to play Deposit in early February, whether that became an actual league game or not. I have it down as a non-league game. They lost 43-35, hit three three-pointers in this. They were only 2-for-8 from the foul line, and perhaps the difference there is that Deposit was 11-for-17 from the free throw line. Their leading scorers in that game were James Westfall with 12 and Rick Parsons with 6, both of those coming on three-pointers. So they didn't get a lot of baskets, although according to Coach Dick Winans, they got a lot of good looks at the baskets. The shots just didn't drop. They followed that up with a December 7th game against Hancock and won that one 47-43. It was not easy. It was close all the way. Again, not a great offensive output, but they got the win. 2 3-pointers to show for that. A little better from the foul line with 9-for-16. They had a nice balanced attack. Mitch Decker and Kyle Hinman both with 11 points. Rick Parsons had another two three-pointers. And scored 9 points in all. So those are the two games Afton has played. They have a busy week. They play tonight, entertaining Harpersville. They are at Bainbridge Guilford Thursday. That's another game we're going to have on CDO. And then they go to something called the Mountain View Border War over the weekend. I'm going to think that that is down in Pennsylvania. And I don't know the teams involved, but I'll find out, I guess, with everybody else where they play. I didn't have a chance to talk to Coach Dick Winans about that. And then they play at Elk Lake Monday the 17th. So they'll have played 5 games in less than a week. And it says here on Tuesday the 18th, they got to play Delhi. That's a lot of games in a little bit of time for Afton. We'll see if they're up for it. But they host Harpersville tonight. The Harpersville Hornets have been busy so far. They've had 4 games that I see, 2 wins, 2 losses. They started out with a non-league loss to, chronologically, it looks like they lost to Lawrence in the start of the Gilbertsville-Mon-Upton tournament, 56-53 in overtime. Then they won the consolation easily against the host GMU Raiders. But in between, it looks like they played Windsor, and they lost that game 61-46. Despite canning 6 3-pointers, they were a measly 13-for-25 from the foul line. That's never going to help. I mean, you can have a lot of free throws like that, but you got to make them. But so far, and then their last game was against Hancock, and I'm not sure the exact date. It was listed as Thursday, the 6th of December. Be that as it may, 23-8 first quarter, Harpersville got out to a good start and put it all together offensively, as they won by 10, 72-62, had 5 3-pointers. They had 46 points at the half. That's amazing. 9-for-14 from the line. Their leading scorer, as I said, is Mason Dean, a senior who also was a stalwart in their very successful football program. He had 15 against Windsor. He had 19 in the loss to Lawrence. He had 9 in the win against GMU, and he had 17 in the win against Hancock. His younger brother Devin had 14 in the win over Gilbertsville-Mon-Upton. They've also had good scoring outputs from John Andrews and John Arnold, who both had double figures in the Hancock win. And looks like Justin Karanka had a 9-point effort in the loss to Lawrence. So they've been busy so far. Coming up in the near future for Harpersville, they will play Deposit Thursday. Looks like that. I had them down as playing Tuesday the 4th against Deposit, but that's not true because that's the night Athens played them. So they'll play Deposit on Thursday. A week from tomorrow, they'll be at Bainbridge Guilford. And then Saturday before Christmas, they will host Green. They will not be playing in a Christmas tournament. And it looks like Athens' holiday tournament will be a couple weeks early with the Mountain View Border War. So we got our schedule off to a good start last night with a come-from-behind win by the Cooperstown Lady Redskins and former Unitigo coach Mike Niles. His team trailing most of the way, came from behind in a very good defensive effort for both teams. Wasn't the greatest offensive night for either team, but it looked like Cooperstown, by the strength of their offensive rebounds and some key free throws, made it count. And they won by 3 after trailing by as much as 10 early in the second half. But the account that Coach Greg Bonskowski talked about in the paper today said people are going to look and say, oh, they didn't score very well. Their offense was down. That is true to a point, but like he said, the defenses were working very, very hard. One in a man-to-man, one in a zone. And, again, somebody had to win it. 37-34 was the final. So Harpersville, we talked about one team is tall but not in, does not have a lot of players. One team has a lot of players but doesn't have a lot of height. Here we go. Harpersville has just 4 players over 6 feet tall or 6 feet or higher. That's Colton West, a 6 foot junior. Taylor Niles, a 6'2 senior. John Andrews is a 6'2 junior. Silas Weckl is a 6 foot junior, and Logan Dietzman is listed as a 6'3 junior, but he's not listed with a uniform number. I may have to do a little investigation to find out what number is being missed here, but I'll get to that in a minute. They've also got Tyler Graham, a 5'8 junior, John Arnold, 5'8 senior, Devin Dean, 5'10 sophomore, and the younger brother of Mason Dean, who is a 5'10 senior. Matt Johnson is a 5'7 junior. Justin Karanka, a 5'11 senior. And Tyler Gates is a 5'10 junior. For Afton, they've got a lot of height on their side with just 8 players to show. The only ones not taller than 6 feet, Ben Shearer and Ricky Parsons. They could form half of a little big man tournament roster. Shearer is a junior and Parsons is a senior. Ricky is their leading 3-point scorer. On the tall side, you've got James Westfall, a 6'3 senior. Austin Tickner, a 6'2 junior. Joe Shearer is a 6'2 junior. Mitch Decker, returning starter, a 6'4 senior. And Matt Olin is a 6'1 junior. And I mentioned Kyle Hinman, who had 11 points in a win their last game against Hancock. He's a 6'4 freshman, but in talking to some folks that watch this team day in and day out, or game in and game out, he's a bit raw, but as a freshman you would expect that. But 6'4 and a freshman, if I've seen this so many times, if the kid is willing to work hard at it, you know, by senior year could be or even junior year, be a dominating player in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. It's all in how they approach the game and their willingness to work hard. Saw it happen many times over the years. The kids, you know, they're blessed with height, maybe not a lot of weight, but if they can get stronger and play a lot of basketball, especially against better players or older players and tougher players than what they would normally see in high school, can really reap the benefits. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of the game, or at least the announcement of the starting lineups. We're on the opposite side of the scorers table here in Afton, so it's going to be tough. Hey, Coach Trevor Beams of JV Afton Crimson Knights came over, shakes my hand. We play basketball in the morning, so I would rather have him on my team than to be on the other team. But anyway, now we're down to 4 minutes before we have the opening ceremonies, introduction of the lineups, and the national anthem. So stick around. It's more of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Harpersville, Afton, our first boys game of the 2012-13 season, live on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito. Our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Egli family and the Egli Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egli Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egli Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egli Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Yes, indeed, we're streaming live and a discussion board. Basically a forum where you can discuss anything from the game that's going on as we get close to starting that game, and anything from, say, hopefully anyway, I'll have to clear this with Joe, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway, things like, is R.A. Dickey going to be back with the Mets? Or, as he said today during the Mets team Christmas party, well, they're not saying much to me. Does that mean I'm going to be traded? So he's a little worried about that. Or, say, the Dodgers and their billionaire ownership, in part by Magic Johnson, just how much more money are they going to spend to be a contender with Coach Don, or Manager Don Mattingly? Things like that. Or Notre Dame, Alabama, the BCS championship game. Who's going to win? I have to prefer Alabama because of the Southeastern Conference. I'm a South Carolina graduate. They are in the SEC. They beat Georgia before Alabama did. And if it weren't for a couple of bad losses to LSU and Florida, then they might be talking national championship, but they're always one or two games away, which frustrates me. But they are playing good ball under Steve Spurrier, and they'll have another chance in the bowl game this year. We're about 30 minutes away. Don't see some familiar faces like I have in the past for many years at Athens, so hopefully they've got things under control. I see they're doing a 50-50. JV game here, by the way, won by Harpersville, 58-44. We'll be on the air two more times this week, Thursday night and Friday night, both from Bainbridge Guilford, Afton BG. Looking forward to being Bainbridge Guilford because I can wear a t-shirt up there because it's up so high, it's always so warm. All right, let's see how they handle the opening ceremonies here. Will there be an anthem? Will it be sung? Well, let's see. The microphone person is not talking very loudly. Yes, they're reading the section for sportsmanship, as is normal. By the way, WCDOradio.com, or now more succinctly, WCDOsports.com, is participating, of course, in the streaming audio. We'll see who's on tonight. And I think what we'll do now is we'll take a break, because next up is the national anthem that will be done on CD. So while they set that up, we will come back. We'll have the starting lineups for you. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball, the boys' version, Afton hosting Harpersville, live on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harpersville has been introduced. I can do that as they're setting up the Afton introductions. John Arnold, 5'8", senior number 2, along with Devin Dean, a 5'10", sophomore number 5. Number 10 is Justin Karanka, a 5'11", senior. Mason Dean, a 5'10", senior number 20. And number 22 is John Andrews, a 6'2", junior, all for Harpersville and Coach Sean Riley. Ricky Parsons, the outside threat for the Crimson Knights, 5'11 senior, getting the start. Number 12 is James Westfall, a 6'3 senior. Next up is number 21, Joe Shearer, a 6'2 senior. Mitch Decker, a 6'4 senior. And Matt Olin, number 25, a returning starter as well, 6'1 junior. And it looks like that young man that I had mentioned before for Harpersville does not appear to be part of the lineup. Hey, what's kind of nice, JV coaches through the years I've kind of lost touch with, but tonight is not that case. I had Trevor Beams, as I mentioned, the JV coach for Afton, and Paul Volkert, JV coach for Harpersville. Paul's a Bainbridge Guilford graduate. He also coaches the golf team in Harpersville, and as I said, Trevor, not only an Afton graduate, but JV coach this year and a teacher, and the person I was talking about being familiar behind the scores table is normally Trevor's mom, Connie, and I do not see her. She must have retired somewhere along the way. I guess that's how long it's been. All right, so Afton is in their white uniforms with red stripes down the side, red numbers and black trim here and there. Out of them wearing their red Nikes. Harpersville in Notre Dame style dark blue or navy blue with gold numbers and white trim. And the shorts are not short, and we're ready to go. Afton controlling the tap with Mitch Decker getting up. Afton going to my left. As we get started, Harpersville in a zone defense. We'll break it down a little bit more. Decker back outside. Olin at the high post, they don't find him, and there goes Parsons for three, banked hard off the rim, off the backboard, no good. And here we go for Harpersville's first time. 30 seconds into the ball game, no score. Glad to have you with us tonight. A reverse layup off a nice pass That was intended by Devin Dean. He missed it. Ball went out of bounds. It'll be Afton's possession, and it looks like I see a 2-2-1 zone press defense set up for by Harpersville. They do not take the inbounder, which is Decker. Decker being the tallest one on the floor, but he's playing point guard right now. To Olin at the foul line, back outside Decker for a three. It's up, and it's good. And Mitch Decker gives the home team first points with a three-pointer. Let's see, Afton playing straight-up man-to-man defense. Hornets trying to weave it a bit, driving in and drawing the foul is Mason Dean, playing with a headband. That foul's going to be on Ricky Parsons, his first and the team's first. Last night I kept score with a pen because that's all I had. Tonight I got three pencils, all with good erasers and good points. So at the line is Mason Dean, up and no good for the first shot. Neither team shooting very well from the line this season. Second shot, Dean gets it right. It's now 3-1. First minute in the books. Harpersville was 9-for-4 in their last effort, probably their best effort so far from the free throw line. Afton keeping it on the outside. Parsons is on the right wing. Decker's at the point. Decker steps inside the three-point line. Missed it. Shearer gets the rebound. Back to Decker, over to Parsons for three. He's short with it. And the rebound yanked by 6'2 John Andrews, who after a couple of dribbles and one through the leg that wasn't really necessary, gives it off to the guards. Devin Dean fakes the weave. I don't, might have been a broken play. Mason Dean with a 12-foot shot, nothing but net, and Mason Dean has now tied up the game at three. That's still that zone trap being applied by the Hornets, and traveling is the call against Matt Olin, who tried to be the playmaker on that there because there was a three-on-two. Took an extra step. Turn back over to Harpersville. Hornets going to my right. Devin Dean passing down low. The ball was deflected out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball underneath, and it'll be John Arnold to inbound. They set up the standard box formation, coming around a double screen. And now at the top of the key, a bank shot by John Andrews. Uh-oh, he made it. And 6-3 the score, and a quick timeout asked for by Coach Sean Riley. So a quick break, 5:38 to go first quarter. Glad you're with us. It's 6-3 in favor of Harpersville. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Still early. 6-3 the score. Mitch Dean got Afton rolling on his very first shot with a three-pointer from the top of the key. Coming back, Harpersville had a free throw by Mason Dean, then a short jumper by him, and then John Andrews just banked one in from the top of the key to give the Hornets their three-point lead. Ricky Parsons on the right side, mixing it up with the defense. Mason Dean, ball goes out of bounds off Dean, and it will be Afton's ball. Decker looking at an NBA leg three. Inside to Olin. He goes up hard off the glass, too hard, and it's rebounded by Dean. Up ahead to Mason Dean. Stops and off the glass. It's a little too hard. Rebound by Joe Shearer. And a foul will be called, as Joe Shearer held his ground with the basketball. And the foul would be called on Devin Dean, his first, team's first. Athens throwing the ball across most of the court to beat the press. Joe Scherer back outside. Decker springs forward for three, and it's good. So we're tied again at six. In a very unconventional way. Devin Dean, right wing. Afton now into a zone defense a little more, or looks more like a matchup zone. From the corner, up and missed by number 10. That's Justin Karanka. Missed the shot, but they keep the ball alive, and they'll start a new offense with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Six all tie. The turnaround by Karanka is good. The 5'11 senior gets into the scoring column, and it's 8-6. Number 12 is James Westfall. He hasn't touched the ball a whole lot. Decker is at the left wing. Nice pass inside. Just a tad bit late for Matt Olin. Knocked away by Mason Dean. Dean very active on the defense. Oh, inside for Westfall. Went right through his hands. But somehow he wound up with the ball. Talk about something went wrong that turned out right. James Westfall with the basket. And we're tied again at eight. Well, three ties in the ball game so far. Mason Dean stops on a dime, shoots from 10 feet away and misses. Nobody secured the rebound. Afton touched it last. Decker. So now the inbound. Arnold inbounds way up high. Well, it looks like John Andrews is not going to try it again as far as that bank shot three-pointer. Had an opportunity, though. They were going to give it to him. Devin Dean into the corner for Andrews. Andrews sets the screen for Devin Dean. His shot is good. Well, both teams showing some balance here. There's Joe Scherer on a runner that missed. Olin almost a two-handed tip-in. Good transition by Harpersville. Oh, and an offensive foul. John Andrews, 6'2", giving it the fullback treatment. Knocking over Mitch Decker. And that foul will obviously be on John Andrews. Well, there was a spot that both wanted. Something had to give. Olin helps the inbounds play against the press. Ball tapped, but Westfall has it on the left. And a kick. Takes the ball right past our scorer's table. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. It is Harpersville 10 and Afton 8. So we have had one lead change so far. And Westfall, a little sloppy play there. There's a travel, but it won't be on him. It'll be on Kyle Hinman. He's the 6'4 freshman. So he and Mitch Decker in the ballgame at the same time, both at 6'4, one of the taller lineups in the MAC this year. Devin Dean over to the right side for Arnold into the corner. They're playing the right corner a little bit. Now the top of the key for Mason Dean, who's a little bit long on the shot. Followed his own miss. And a putback by John Andrews. Got the basket and the foul. So John Andrews had the three-pointer. Now he has a two and a chance for the three-point foul shot play. No good. Put up and in on the miss. Something got screwed up there. And Justin Karanka gift. Got to bank it in. And there's an offensive foul on Ricky Parsons, who lowered his shoulder as he went in for the layup and knocked over Devin Dean. Kyle Hinman, by the way, had the foul. That allowed John Andrews to try the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 5 points. It's a 14-8 lead. Largest lead for either team. Devin Dean for three off the back of the rim. Mason Dean follows it. Tries to dump a pass down to Karanka. It went off somebody's leg, and Devin Dean wound up with it, and he scores again. It's now 16-8. Driving in Matt Olin. Little uncontrolled and missed the shot. Olin now gets another chance. clanks off the rim, and here comes Harpersville right now with the mojo going their way, and there's a layup on the left side with the right hand put up by Mason Dean, and he's got 5 points. And suddenly, Coach Dick Wyden says, enough's enough. I need a timeout. 1:48 to go first quarter. It is 18-8 Harpersville, scoring 10 in a row. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're in Afton tonight with a minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Game started quite late, but going along at a good pace on the varsity level anyway. Harpersville winning the JV game. The fourth quarter literally took 45 minutes. Here comes Joe Shearer driving in hard on the left side with the right hand. Missed it. There have been a lot of layup opportunities for Afton that have been missed because it's kind of a bull in the china shop mentality. There's a shot missed short by Harpersville. We won't say who took it because that was very, very short. Afton trying to capitalize now. Hinman passing to Decker, who fakes it the shot and passes into Joe Shearer. Shearer lofts it back to Dean, or Decker rather. Decker, Hinman, the turnaround, is off the back of the rim, going for his own rebound, and somebody got it. I think that was the new player who has just come in the game, number 52, and that's Ben Shearer. Might have to get that one confirmed. So it's 18-10, a 10-point run stopped by that basket. Shot missed by Andrews, rebound by Hinman. And boy, Harpersville is not making it easy for Afton to bring the ball up or get the ball as an outlet following a rebound. Westfall to the right side for Ben Shearer. They pass it around. James Westfall misses the elbow jumper. Kept alive inside by Hinman. And Kyle Hinman showing that while he is a raw product, he has some flashes of good basketball, and that was an example right there. 10 seconds to go as we wind the first quarter down. Devin Dean waits, tries to go for a pick, isn't there. 1 second to go, and Mason Dean fires it up. A two-pointer just shy of the buzzer, and that makes the score 20-12 as we end the first quarter in favor of Harpersville. Well, we've had lots of offense in the early going today. We'll see if that continues to be the trend. You are listening to Harpersville-Afton boys basketball with the Hornets leading 20-12 live. Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, 20-12, and just a note for Joe Gardner, our engineer back at the studio, as always. I mentioned the high scores for Harpersville being Mason Dean and Jen Anders with 5 each. Well, that basket at the buzzer for Mason Dean gave him 7, so it's Mason Dean with 7, Jen Anders with 5. And the Hornets not only with an 8-point lead, but they start with possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. A wide-open shot by John Arnold that just misses. Ricky Parsons down the right side for Afton. Launches a three, and it's good. Ricky Parsons can hit it at a moment's notice, and he did exactly that. 20-15. Parsons held scoreless in the first quarter. There's a steal by James Westfall. So maybe the tide turns as we start the second quarter. It's Decker, Parsons. Now it's Westfall driving in. Nice pass. Oh, and a no-look to Joe Shearer. Oh, off the rim, no good. Olin had a very nice pass inside. A no-looker to Joe Shearer, who is looking up at the rafters and the brand-new lights, saying, why did I miss that? But you know what? Been there, done that. Not everything's a given in this game of basketball, that's for sure. 7 minutes to go in the first half. 20-15, Harpersville with a lead and the ball. We had one lead change because Afton went out early. Harpersville came back to lead. Afton tied it twice at 6-8. And then Harpersville reeled off 10 in a row. Inbounds pass just beyond the reach of Westfall to steal it. A three-pointer put up and just missed. Number one, Tyler Graham in the game, 5'8 junior. He's the one that just missed that three-pointer. Joe Shearer, bounce pass in traffic to Olin. Now it's Decker. Nice no-look pass to turn around to Westfall. No. Afton's missed so many short shots. They make half of those. They've got a six-point lead. 6:20 to go in the first half. Action has been quite up-tempo. And this is a big court. Three-pointer by Dean. Mason Dean, that is. Missed it. Ricky Parsons with the rebound. Passes up quickly to Decker. Decker waits for the offense. Nice no-look pass to Olin. Now to Joe Shearer. Shovels it inside to Westfall. Comes up short. Good teamwork again by Afton. Comes away empty, though. 5:55 to go. It's Graham to Mason Dean. Pass to the left side, a little sloppy there to Arnold. They loft the pass to Mason Dean, pops off his shoulders and ends up in the hands of Tyler Graham. Misses that. Mason Dean misses the follow-up, and then coming from nowhere is Taylor Niles, a 6'2 senior into the game, number 15, and he scores. His timing was impeccable. 22-15. Nice sense of anticipation there by Taylor Niles. First shot in the game is good. Mitch Decker at the elbow, double teamed off the right side. Rebound, battle for it's on the ground. They're diving. Olin's diving along with Graham, but Graham, who could have been called for a travel, and Olin is down. Looks like he hit his head, but he's waving it off, saying he's okay. But what happened was Sean Riley, the coach, called a timeout. So all that going on, he was granted the timeout. We're going to stay right here and remind you that WCDOsports.com is offering you a discussion board for talking about anything in the world of sports. And I know it's still new. It was launched last night, so it's going to take some time to get used to that, or actually to get the knowledge base out there. And, of course, we're streaming audio live, and all games starting, I think, last year are archived. Before that, it was highlights, including, boy, goodness, 2 years ago. What happened 2 years ago? Hannah Kimmel becoming the all-time leading scorer in Broome County, the all-time leading scorer in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. What else did she do? And then, of course, there were some other great games and great highlights. You know, the 1,000-point score is going to be a lot less anymore because of the reduction in games. Used to be 20 games to the championship. Now it's 18 games. So what they're doing is, just to be careful, they are wiping up the spot where Matt Olin had fallen. And I think he's going to be on the bench for now. They're going to check him out and give him some ice. Might have been a nose or mouth or something that he's checking it, I guess, like the chin or lower mouth area. Hopefully he can return. That was a good hustle play on Matt Olin's part. So we resume play with 5:08 to to go in the first half. It's 22-15. Harpersville leading by 7 against Afton and with the basketball. Graham penetrates, then dishes outside. Graham's at the top of the key. Mason Dean, right wing, guarded by Westfall, tries to force a pass inside. Westfall with another steal. He's played a good defensive game so far. Mitch Decker draws a double team. Somebody's open. It's Parsons now to Shearer. Shearer is falling away, but an extra step taken. Referee right on that call for a travel. So we started the game with a lot of offense. We have since sputtered a bit. Only a couple of baskets inside. The reverse got partially blocked. Taylor Niles was the one who shot it, didn't see who blocked it, and that's going to be one of my Achilles heels in Afton. Love the setting in Afton, but the referees are right there in my face, in my line of sight. Shot missed. Decker with a follow-up misses. Good hustle by Joe Shearer. Passes to Parsons, left side three, just off the mark. Hinman with a rebound, kept it alive. Decker goes up. And I believe, yes, both officials concur it's a possession arrow. Although Decker, I'm sure, is a little frustrated thinking he got fouled on that play. Not on the block, but on the body. So substitutions. The hardworking Joe Shearer comes out of the ball game, replaced by number 15. That's Austin Tickner, 6'2 junior. Inbounds play comes Decker to Parsons, who could have had a three-pointer, but they caught up to him defensively, so Mitch Decker takes it from the right wing, and he has hit his third three-pointer of the ball game. Four trays for Afton, keeping them in this game. 12 of their 18 points coming from outside the arc. It's 22-18 in favor of Harpersville with 3:35 to go in the first half. So now in the ball game for Harpersville is 23. That's Tyler Gates. My goodness, we have got Taylors and Tylers abounding over at Harpersville. There's a Taylor, Tyler Graham, number 1, Taylor Niles, number 15, and Tyler Gates, number 23. If they're all in at the same time, I'm in trouble. Now Mitch Decker takes a well-deserved rest. Ricky Parsons running the offense now. Parsons off the double team, passes to Shearer, Joe's brother, I believe. Could be cousin Ben. Ben and Joe really don't look alike. Ben's a blondie, and Joe's a dark hair. That's what happens when I'm away from the game for so long. I don't know who's related to who. Except I do know Mason Dean and Devin Dean are brothers, and there's another brother on the JV team as a freshman. Afton getting much more aggressive on the defense, causing trouble for Harpersville. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 2:52 to go on the game clock. They work it around to the top of the key. Gates passing to Mason Dean, works it inside and can't make the shot. Good outlet pass goes to Ricky Parsons, and he will stop for three, and it's an air ball. Anticipating the air ball was Tickner, and he just, I mean, can't really blame him. He was trying to catch the air ball, and he had to bump the defender to do it. So he's called for a foul, and that's his first. Neither team really with much of a foul situation. Total of 6 fouls called in the first 12 minutes of play. There's a running shot from the baseline taken by Tyler Graham of Harpersville. That came up short. Not sure what it is about the left baseline for Harpersville. They've had 3 air balls over there. So against full court press, Rick Parsons against the double team passes to Ben Shearer. Back to Parsons. Long pass ahead, knocked away by Taylor Niles. Johnny on the spot there. Nice play. And coming back in is Devin Dean, replacing John Arnold in the Hornets lineup for Coach Sean Riley. 2:12 left, 22-18. Harpersville still up by 4. They've led by as many as 10. And a nice pass to, whoops, it's going to be a backcourt violation. Pass to Tickner. from Westfall, and then it passed back, and it eluded him, went back court. So Matt Olin comes back in the game with a smile on his face. I guess everything's okay with him. Mitch Decker is also back in the game, after now, playing a zone. So they do mix up the defenses. Mason Dean at the top of the key. Over to Andrews. Now it's Graham circling around to the top of the key. They swing it to the left side. Niles back up top for Graham. 13 on the shot clock. Driving hard on the left side. Put up by Andrews. Missed it. Has not been a good area for Harpersville to shoot in. With a minute 24 to go. Afton trailing by four. Oh, Decker thought he had Tickner wide open underneath. Ball got deflected. Mason Dean driving. Will the ball go in? It does. Is there a block or a charge? I think I know the answer. Basket is good. Well, that was the prototype. Is it a charge? Is it a block? They call it a block. And the foul called on Ben Shear. So Mason Dean with a three-point play the old-fashioned way gives him 10 points to lead all scorers. Mitch Decker has 3 three-pointers and a steal attempt by Taylor Niles. He is quick with a reaction, but Kyle Hinman kept his ground and was fouled on the play. That will be just the third foul on Harpersville. Decker, Olin, Hinman. Pass comes to the top of the key. Way off the mark by Tickner. Up and over the backboard. I guess we'll label that a Charlie Brown shot. And now we get some more subs coming in. Looks like Silas Weckl, a 6-foot junior. And Matt Johnson, a 5'7 junior. A couple of juniors in the ballgame for the Hornets. Andrews trapped in the corner by Olin. Gets a good pass off to Devin Dean. Misses. Mitch Decker with the rebound. Controls the basketball. No press this time. 43 seconds to go. Decker to Ben Shear. Back to Decker. Driving hard. Going to stop and pop. And it's around the rim. No good. Rebound to Andrews, and he'll unload to Devin Dean of Harpersville, and they'll turn the shot clock off with 25 seconds to go. 25-18, Harpersville. Survived a couple of scares with Afton hitting three-pointers by Parsons and Decker, but that's been it offensively for Afton. They've actually outscored Harpersville by one in this quarter. Ah, there's a bad pass. Nearly on the line, or at least I thought it was on the line. Devin Dean with the save. Now the shot. It's no good on the buzzer sound. So we had so much offense in the first quarter. We had so little of it in the second quarter. And Harpersville, as I said, scored one less point than Afton. You look up on the scoreboard, though, and they still lead by 7. 25-18 is our scores we had into halftime. Very quick first half to boot. And we'll come back and take a look at what all the teams have done so far early in the season as you get ready with yours truly for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score, 25-18. Harpersville leads Afton in Mac Boys action tonight live on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito. Our people make energy different.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back to Afton, the home of the Crimson Knights, where the Crimson Knights are trailing their visitors from Harpersville. The Hornets lead 25-18 at the half. Time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored as always by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. They're celebrating their 85th anniversary of serving all your energy needs. All right. Quick recap of the scoring. As far as a collective recap, Afton had some three-point shooting that has kept them in the ball game, but Harpersville has gone down and dirty, and with a good balance led by Mason Dean with 10 points, have a 25-18 lead. Dean with 10 points, 2-for-3 from the line. John Andrews has 5, including a three-pointer. Justin Karanka with 4. Devin Dean with 4. Taylor Niles with 2. They have 10 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and are 2-for-4 from the line for those 25 points. For Afton, it's basically field goals only. It is field goals only. 3 two-pointers and 4 three-pointers. That's very rare for that to be happening in a high school game, but Ricky Parsons has 1 of them. Mitch Decker has 3 of them. 2 pointers each for James Westfall, Kyle Hinman, and Ben Shearer. That makes life real easy. 18 points on 3 two-pointers and 4 three-pointers. Wow, that's pretty wild. But it was 20-12 after one quarter, and there were a total of 6 and 5, just 11 points scored in all of the second quarter. But then again, there weren't many fouls called either. So lickety-split describes that first half. Sydney Boys played last night and upped their record to 2-1 after splitting in the Norwich tournament with Utica Notre Dame, who has a Division I recruit, by the way. They came back after losing that game. They were tied at the half, by the way, 66-49, lost that game, they were tied but at 27-all, but lost 66-49. They beat Seton Catholic the next night, 41-34, but last night they played another stacked team in Owego. Got off to a 19-9 lead in the first quarter. 10 different players scored, led by Joey Matzel's 18. And they won 67-40 in a game that was thrown together, I guess, at the last minute, from what I understand. 4 three-pointers in that game. Hunter Sowersby had 9, Mike Cruz and Brandon Walters each with 8. And as I said, 10 players scored. Their next game will be Friday at Green. Unitica was playing tonight at home against Oneonta. And this comes after they split the Walton tournament December 5th and 7th. They lost to Sullivan West 67-58, but came back to beat Walton handily 68-41. Tyler Butler leading the scoring for both games and making the all-tournament team. Kellen Comenda, 13 points in both games. Phil Youngs with double figures in both games, and Quinn Barnhart had 11 in the Walton win. And that Walton game, they were up 26-7 at the end of the first quarter, so they had a strong showing there. Bainbridge-Guilford boys have gotten off to a 3-0 start. They played in what I believe is the first Delhi tournament, the Ed Schalke tournament. They won that game. They won the first game against Hunter Tannensville 61-46, and then beat the host Delhi Bulldogs in the championship game Saturday, December 1st, 55-47. And since then have defeated Lawrence with a 54-45 win. They're averaging 3 to 4 three-pointers a game, mostly from the hands of Brooks Harmon, who I don't know if they're keeping records, but he may be close to setting, after this year, may have a record for Bainbridge Guilford in three-pointers. Not sure on the boys' side. Andrew Bowerly is the, Austin Bowerly, his father's Andy, my bad. Austin Bowerly has led the way in scoring and made the all-tournament team, or was MVP in Delhi, I should say. Corbin Palmer's had some interesting games, averaging 14 points in the first three games. He had one game of 14, where he's 14 for 15 from the free throw line. Amazing. Brooks Harmon has averaged 12 points in those three games and has, like I said, most of the three-pointers on the season. So those are the boys. We know about Afton and Harpersville here. Afton girls have gotten off to a decent start. They are 2-1. They defeated Hancock last night, 34-31. They defeated Cincinnatus last night, 46-24. Peyton Cutting with 17. She's led the way all the time for this team, as she has the last couple of years. But they have found another scorer in Shikari Cross, I think her name is. She scored 15 in a win against Hancock and 12 in last night's win. And in those two games, she's combined for 6 three-pointers. Afton didn't have 6 three-pointers all of last year, and she's already had 6 in two games out of the team's 8 overall. So, pretty good start. We will see the Afton girls as they face Bainbridge-Guilford on Friday night. Bainbridge-Guilford girls have not had a good start, probably... collectively the least talented team that Bob Conway has had in many, many, many years. Now, their games have been close. They lost to Shenango Valley by 1 in overtime. They lost to Sherburne-Earlville. Sherburne-Earlville is very good, 67-26. Then they lost to Hamilton 36-28 after they led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. Morgan Bullis is one of their leading scorers. She's had double figures twice. Abby Smith's been up there as well. Tori Reifenberg had a 7-point game. Taylor Palmateer had a 5-point game. Harpersville has only played once to my knowledge, and that was a 57-32 drubbing of Windsor. Miranda Drummond, reigning MVP of the MAC, with 30 points in that game. Savannah Murray, their best outside threat, she had 16 points. They had 9 three-pointers in all and got off to that game in a 21-4 start. Sydney girls have only had one game. They lost to Johnson City 50-22. No three-pointers, but 6 for 6 from the line. Kelsey Decker led the way with 10 points. It was actually 7-6 after the first quarter. Johnson City was leading, and then the Wildcats took off from there. And, of course, Unitigo last night losing to Cooperstown in a nail-biter, 37-34. So we end our Maravito Energy Products halftime report, and might as well stay right here. Thank you to the Maravito Energy Products crew for their sponsorship again in the 2012-2013 season. A reminder that WCDOsports.com, streaming this game live and all games live, not to mention holding on to each and every game with the archives. So when you come back for your 20th high school reunion, you could say, hey, I know where we can get that championship game that we played in 2000-whatever. It's right here. Voila. Of course, in 20 more years, who knows how they're going to get all that together. Here we go with the second half. Afton playing defense to start the half, but comes up with a steal. Ricky Parsons by name. 7:43 to go in the third quarter, so just underway in the second half. Parsons going back door to Westfall. A little sloppy on the finish, no good. Olin with a beautiful no-look pass to Joe Shearer, but he could not hang on. Olin doing some nice dishing, and nobody's been able to score because of it. Mason Dean stop and pop, no good from 7 feet away. Struggle for the ball. That's going to be a tie-up, and it'll be Afton's ball, no doubt. So not many fouls called in the first half, or certainly making up for a lot of lost time from that long JV fourth quarter. And the Hornets are going to continue to play the press as Mitch Decker beats the press and cannot score on the pop-up jumper. About a 12-footer from the right side, had everything but the basket to show for that one. Afton going to play zone to start the second half. Man-to-man just was not working. Harpersville driving very successfully in that first half. Afton driving, but they could not get the ball to drop. So they start with number two, John Arnold, missing a chance for a layup. And Mitch Decker misses the dunk. And the turnaround by Joe Shearer misses. Follow-up by James Westfall misses. Shearer tries to tap the ball away, and Matt Olin's going to be reaching in, called for the foul. Boy, that's got to be awful frustrating. What happened on that exchange was Harpersville's John Arnold drove down and got the ball knocked away. Mitch Decker broke free. They sprung the ball to him, and he missed the dunk. And then they had two other chances for the shot that also missed. There's a steal, again by Rick Parsons. Parsons right side, down inside to Westfall, this time off the glass for two. Westfall might have been wondering, how long is it going to take before one of mine drops? I think Joe Shearer might be asking himself the same question. But 25-20, down to a five-point deficit. I was talking in the first half a little bit about the referees in my way. They're doing their job. They're where they're supposed to be. And because they are where they're supposed to be, I can't always see who has the ball on offense. But I will say that Afton's defense has picked up considerably to start the second half. Now it's the Hornets pressing again, but Joe Shearer drives in, misses again. Had a hard time, though, to get that ball over Justin Karanka for Harpersville. So it's Arnold, Karanka, both Deans, and John Andrews for Harpersville to start the half. Another attempted steal. The ball's on the floor. It's going to be a possession arrow. Joe Shearer almost got called for a hold. So what Afton's doing, they have a 1-4 offense against this press. So far, it's been pretty easy to get the ball over half court. Shearer this time does it for Afton. He got the ball knocked away. It's a loose ball again. Shearer picks it up, hands it back to Mitch Decker. Quickly down to Westfall on the right side. Oh, Shearer wasn't looking. The ball hit him right in the head. Mason Dean goes to the hole with authority against Mitch Decker and will score it. Well, his ability to go to the hole has been a difference maker in this ball game. Dean leading all scores now with 12. He has a chance for his second three-point play. Decker's first foul, by the way. Shot misses. It'll be Afton's ball, trailing by 7. Hinman comes into the ball game for the Crimson Knights. Coach Dick Winans. Like a short timeout asked for by the coach. So it looks like we're going to stay here a little bit early in the third quarter. I'll be calling a timeout personally speaking, but no, we'll stay here. A reminder that Thursday night, after a night's break, we're going to come back for two games at Bainbridge Guilford, one on Thursday and one on Friday. Thursday will be the boys' action. So this same Afton team will be taking on the red-hot Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. Start time will be 7 o'clock because the JV start at 5:30, but I'm going to predict we're going to be on more like 7:20. But if all goes right, according to schedule, and it's a quick JV game or an on-time JV game, we'll start more like 6:45 on air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Same thing on Friday night, except it'll be the girls, Afton and Bainbridge Guilford. All right, 5:15 to go, third quarter, coming out of that short timeout. Olin with a baseball pass to Mitch Decker. Three Harpersville Hornets back on defense. So Decker goes inside, the turnaround by Westfall. Nice unselfish play by Mitch Decker, and Westfall's got two buckets in this quarter. It's 27-22. Westfall with 6 points overall. Mason Dean, very confident out there on the right wing, gives it out to his brother Devin at the top of the key. He's got it again after a pass to Arnold. To Karanka. Now inside Devin Dean. Off the glass, no good. He's going for an offensive rebound. Creates a stir as guys go tumbling, but no call either way. Afton trying to control it now. Hornets playing man-to-man. Now the tide has turned a little bit more. Parsons, the fall-away shot, rolls off the rim on the left side. Somebody stepped on the line. It was Westfall who had gotten the rebound. So it's turned back over to Harpersville, who leads by 5, 27-22. We've got 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Hornets in their navy blue with gold trim. Many years ago when Terry Heller was their coach, they actually had Notre Dame-looking uniforms. There's Devin Dean launching a three. Comes up short. Rebound Matt Olin. Pass to Parsons. Up ahead to Hinman. Hinman trying to control it. Goes up and misses the shot. Now there's a tie-up that does not become a tie-up. The ball continues to be live. Dean goes in. Lost track of the ball. And Olin and Dean kind of tangled up, but the referee, again, was in the way, so I didn't see how it happened, but I know that Afton has the basketball. So it's off Mason Dean. Decker up the right side, unchallenged. Nice pass to Olin, but quick hands by Devin Dean. My goodness, that young man, as a sophomore, has good court savvy. Olin could have had an easy layup, but, boy, Dean got his hand in there very quickly. And the clock down to 3:45. Oh, nice play by Matt Olin. The defender on the inbounds pass turned his back. Matt just tapped it off the back, which is legal, off the back of his uniform and went up and scored. And that's his first basket. And that brings Afton to within three at 27-24. Good heads-up play by the junior. Devin Dean, line drive, shot from the right-hand side. That's a three-pointer. Dean's first of the game. And it's back to a six-point lead. Decker right side to Hinman off the glass. They're going to say travel. Never put the ball on the floor. So down to 3:10 in the third quarter. No doubt the officials are letting these boys play. Nobody's in close to foul trouble. I think maybe one person has two fouls. I have everybody with one, but I think I missed one somewhere for Afton. Mason Dean to the top of the key for Arnold. John Arnold zips it, and it's Devin Dean from the right side. And he's just hit, or check that, Justin Karanka, who has mirrored exactly what Devin Dean has done. Both had two two-point buckets in the first quarter and a three-pointer in this quarter each. Parsons missed on a turnaround lay-in. But right now, Harpersville with 2 3-pointers in a row to take a 3-point lead and stretch it to 9. 33-24, 2:15 to go. Good hands by Westfall to knock it out of bounds on a back pass by Harpersville. Joe Shearer is going to come back into the ballgame for Afton, replacing Matt Olin. Olin's got to get out of the game first before they can let the ball come in. Now we're ready. John Arnold surveying the defense, which right now is like a 1-2-2 zone with Mitch Decker at the top. So 2 minutes and counting. 5 on the shot clock. Do they realize they've only got 2 on the shot clock? And a layup is good, and I don't know if they knew that was happening or not. John Arnold with an uncontested layup against a good zone defense that was doing its job. There was 2 seconds on the clock, and he just cut to the basket. Somebody found him, and he made the shot. Shearer back to Westfall, into the corner, wide open. Decker, he'll take the three, and it's off the front of the rim. Tapped out there, and Westfall saves it. Underneath Hinman, the turnaround is short. Put back up by Parsons for two. Ricky Parsons with a well-timed basket, 35-26. So the 11-point lead enjoyed by Harpersville, short-lived. Devin Dean tries a three from the left side, misses. Decker rebounds for the Crimson Knights, brings it down to a minute to play in the third. 35-26, Harpersville just after it was a three-point deficit. The turnaround by Westfall, missed it. Hinman kept it alive, swatted out of bounds by Devin Dean, Justin Karanka, and that should be Apton's ball underneath. Well, let's see. Let's see if Harpersville makes the same mistake. I don't think so. Nope. Parsons goes to Decker. Left side, baseline shot, no good. Hinman with a follow-up, and he'll get two. This will be Apton's first free throws of the night. And the foul, I believe, is on Justin Karanka. And that's his first. And that's Harpersville's first of the second half. Hinman with two shots. First one is short. He's got just 2 points. Had a bunch of shots missed inside. Here comes Colton West for the first time. He's a 6-foot junior replacing Mason Dean with 47 seconds to go. Coach Riley giving him that third quarter, fourth quarter break. Hinman will make the second free throw. 35-27. 37 seconds to go. John Andrews, guarded closely by Joe Shearer. Back out to Devin Dean, who's going to run the offense now. 28 seconds to go. 15 on the shot clock. Last time the shot clock wore down to 2, Hornets wound up with an unexpected layup. Tyler Graham in the game. Nice spin move. Draws the defense. Goes over to the left side. Shot put up and missed by Andrews. Rebound by Westfall. 10 seconds to go. Decker eyes the clock. He's got time. He comes to the free throw line. Backs up. Three-pointer top of the key. Good! 3 seconds to go. And they won't get a shot off at Harpersville. And a big play by Mitch Decker. And there's no doubt he had his eyes on the prize that time. He penetrated down to the foul line. Brought it back with a Kemba Walker-type step and nailed it. So 35-30. We end with a flurry of points. It is Harpersville by 5 as we start the fourth quarter. It's live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Starting the fourth quarter. Could it be as exciting as the end of the third quarter? Let's hope so. And Devin Dean, trapped in the corner, kicks it back out to Tyler Graham, who's in there for Harpersville. Dean goes nice baseline, goes up with a strong move, missed it, got his own rebound, missed it again. Ball batted around a couple of times. Apton comes away with it. Decker, nice pass inside to Parsons, but he comes up short on the chip shot. Oh, my goodness. Nice play action there by Mitch Decker. And Apton continues to have layup problems tonight, and it's no one person. It's collective. But they still only trail by 5. They just trailed by 11 short time ago. Devin Dean, not to be denied. He missed a 3-point shot, went in, got his own rebound, and draws the foul. So that's the second on Mitch Decker of Apton. Third foul overall for Apton. Shot up and missed by Dean, who's got 7 points. Harpersville 2-for-6 from the free throw line. Apton 1-for-2. So there are not a lot of foul shots. Both teams need to make the most of their opportunities. Missed on the second one. Parsons on the rebound, bringing it down himself. Decker slipped on the surface. Not sure what that's all about. So Tyler Graham gets a free steal. He's going to go up and be disoriented on the layup attempt. Collected by Hinman. Decker up ahead to Westfall. Off the glass. No good. They lost another two-point opportunity. And it's like they're tight, feeling the pressure or something. But, boy, credit the teammates, though, for getting the ball up the floor as fast as they did. Well, Coach Riley, I tell you what, you play for Harpersville, you play in this game. Everybody's played so far in the game. Decent amount of minutes, too. More substitutions. John Arnold back into the game. Mason Dean is back. Got that third quarter, fourth quarter break. He's at the top of the key. One dribble, back over to Andrews. Andrews a fake. Now a shot by Graham, the lefty, off the back of the rim. No good. And Niles had the ball in his hand, lost it, picked up by Olin, who's on the floor. Outlets, here's Decker. Decker with a nice pass to a little too hard to Joe Shearer, who was totally unaware it was coming his way. Wow. You gotta know your teammates are ready for it. Mason Dean with a three-point shot to quiet the Afton crowd and force Dick Winans to call a timeout. 38-30, 5:57 to go. Harpersville by 8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, from the Afton side of things, the most frustrating part of this game is the missed layups, the missed opportunities inside. Their defense has been very, very good. Matt Olin has the ball for Afton as they come out against the press. He gets through the double team, goes to Hinman inside, and Hinman scores on a hard layup. There was nothing easy about that one. And he's got 5 points, and it's a six-point deficit for Afton. Harpersville continues to maintain their poise. Every time Afton gets close, Harpersville's got an answer. Mason Dean fakes the pass to the left. He'll dribble a couple to his right to Tyler Graham. Now to Anders inside. Niles' shot is blocked, but not without a foul. That foul's going to go on Matt Olin, and I've got him down for two. That matches my numbers up on the scoreboard. Four fouls for Afton. So Taylor Niles up the line for the first time, makes the shot, only the third made free throw by Harpersville. And the fourth. So he's got 4 points. Good balance by Harpersville, and it reflects on their playing time. Starter John Andrews comes in, replacing Tyler Gates. The press continues for Harpersville, and it comes to Hinman. Hinman back to Rick Parsons. Parsons up the right side. Hard pass and out of bounds, touch last by Niles. Not the greatest pass in the world, but it ends up in underneath Afton's basket, so they wind up benefiting from it. Pass inside to Hinman. Bank shot is good, and Kyle Hinman starting to catch a little touch around the hoop, 40-34. 6 points again separate these two rivals. Right side, to Tyler Graham. Now in the corner. And a push-off by Niles. That might be an offensive foul. No, they're going to call. I think they're going to call Matt Olin again on that third foul for him. Afton will inbound, or excuse me, Harpersville will inbound. And they go way back behind half court, which is legal on the inbounds pass, to John Arnold. Arnold and Graham as the guards. Now Mason Dean has it to Arnold on a weave and a motion play. They go back to Graham, who's at the top of the key. They're not getting inside very much right now. There's a steal by Mitch Decker. Took it right out of the hands of Mason Dean. 40-34 with 4.5 to go. Now Andrews tried for the steal. Decker with a presence of mind to pass it to Matt Olin. And Olin with a hard pass down to Joe Shear. And again, Joe just not ready for it. Went right through his hands. So Afton Crimson Knights come up with a big defensive stop, but cannot get the basket. Dean, diagonal pass to nobody in particular. I mean, it was intended for John Arnold in the deep corner on the far side, but he didn't have a chance. James Westfall checks in for the Knights. So it is the... Well, it won't be action because there's a timeout on the floor again. 4:10 left in this contest, 40-34 in favor of Harpersville. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we're back, and Afton tried hard and got the ball over half court, but had a poor shot selection. Missed it. Mason Dean comes down on the other end for Harpersville, misses a shot, but there's a foul, a putback by Taylor Niles, who's had a good game off the bench. He's got 6 points. It's back to an 8-point lead for Harpersville. There's Hinman with a 6-foot jump shot. No good. Battle batted for it. It's Niles. He's got a breakaway layup, unless Decker's going to go for the block. Well, neither happened. The layup was missed. Olin got the rebound for Afton. Here comes Decker again. Oh, boy, Decker having some ball-handling problems, and Niles going for the steal. The guy's hands are relentless. Westfall on the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Olin off his hands, ricocheted hard. Andrews got the ball. And hang on just a minute. James Westfall, who was, instead of going for a steal on a long pass by Harpersville, decided to bat the ball, and that's when the whistle blew. So it'll be Harpersville's ball. Huh. Don't think I've ever seen that call before. Mason Dean has it for Harpersville on the right side, off to his brother Devin at the top of the key. Afton continuing in that zone defense. Dean goes out to Arnold for the 3-point shot. It misses. Decker gets the ricocheted rebound to the right side for Parsons. Parsons driving in on Karanka. Now it's Hinman for 16 feet. Missed it. Rebound up and fouled is Matt Olin, and he'll get to the line for only the second Afton player to get to the foul line tonight. And that foul will go on Taylor Niles. Just two fouls on Harpersville in this half. So Olin at the line. He's got 2 points tonight. Shot is no good. He's done some things as far as hustling and aggressiveness go that have been very good. He's also had some no-look passes and whatnot that have not been caught. So it's got to be a little tough on him. And there's another short timeout, or make it a coach's long timeout. So 2:28 to go. We'll come back and see if Olin makes the second of his two free throws. Afton trails Harpersville 42-34. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Well, if you're a numbers guy like myself, you look at it this way. Harpersville had 20 points in the first quarter. In the two and three quarters time since then, they've scored 22 points. Afton had 12 points in the first quarter. Since then, they've scored 22 points. Even Steven. So the 8-point lead Harpersville had after one maintained, although it's gone down as low as 3 and has been as high as 11. Here comes Matt Olin with a second of two free throws. He missed the first one but makes the second one. So he's got 3. It's 42-37. Still plenty of time for Afton if they come up defensively with a stop. And it looks like step one in the process. Rick Parsons was able to deflect the ball and get it off of a opponent, and Afton will get the ball. Decker, left side, three-pointer. It is good. Well, Mitch Decker has hit nothing but three-pointers, 5 of them to be exact, and it's 42-38. So they've just made up 4 points in about 6 seconds. So Harpersville goes to work offensively. Afton now picking up man-to-man. They're matching it up. Decker takes Mason Dean, best against the best. Dean shovels a pass inside. It goes out of bounds. It will be Afton's ball. So Afton's aggressive defense paying off. 42-38. They trail by 4. And here comes Parsons up the right side. He stops. Gives it back to Mitch Decker. Over the left side for Westfall. Bounce pass to Decker. He's open for 3. He'll take it. And thought he got a foul. Olin had a chance at the offensive rebound, lost it off his fingertips, and now might have committed a foul in the retaliation process, and that's going to go against Matt for his 4th. So Decker trying to sell that 3-pointer. 6th foul on Afton as a team, so next one will be shooting one way or the other. This is nearly a steal by Olin. Bunched up, and the ball got sprung free. And it's John Arnold for Harpersville coming away with it. Nice pass down underneath. Missed, though, by Devin Dean. Here comes Decker. Decker has 5 3-pointers. The no-look pass to Olin down underneath Hinman. Back outside Decker. Goes inside. A little soft jump shot. No good. Actually, a little too hard. Parsons fouls it up. No good. Hinman trying to keep it alive. Saves it to Decker. Decker underneath. No good. Battle for the ball, and it's Andrews, and there's contact all over the place. And that looks like Matt Olin's 5th foul, and he's just the wrong guy at the wrong time. And he will foul out of this ball game with a hard-earned 3 points. That's about all I can say on that regard, because he could have had 4 or 5 assists had his teammates made the layups from his passes. And Coach Winans gets a full 60 seconds to make the substitution, although when you're playing with eight guys, there's only a choice of three guys you can pull from, and he's going to take Ben Shear, the 5'10 junior, for his decision. So it will be Ben Shear, Kyle Hinman, Mitch Decker, James Westfall, and Rick Parsons. So first one and one, and it is missed by John Andrews. So it's Parsons bringing it up to James Westfall. Into the corner, Decker. Decker had a decided size advantage on Andrews. Arnold chose not to shoot, and he no-look pass to Hinman, who missed the turnaround. And now on the far side, again, blocked off by the officials. Something happened, and I think it's just a timeout. So let's take that, what might be the final break, 40.8 seconds to go, 42-38. Yes, it is a full timeout. So Afton still within striking range, a two-possession game here. Let's see what Harpersville does to combat that and see if they can pull off the win here against their rivals from Afton. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it took inside of a minute to see our first one-and-one situation. That's how few fouls have been called. But lately, well, Matt Olin got all five of his in the second half and has since fouled out. It will be Harpersville's ball with 40.8 seconds to go, leading by four. Their inbounds pass comes to Devin Dean, who's fouled by Kyle Hinman right away. That's gonna make it a one and one. Maybe that's the best way to go right now, since nobody else was in foul trouble besides Olin, and of course he's gone. So Hinman, that's his second. So one and one this time now for Devin Dean, who is 0 for 2, and now 0 for 3, and the rebound to Hinman. Parsons bounce pass to Decker, right side. It's Westfall driving in the baseline. Goes up off the glass. No good. They call an offensive foul. Well, Decker went the right pass. He went to Westfall on the right side. And, yes, yet another timeout. 28.5 seconds to go. We can stay here for that because we want to let you know that following the game, we will have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Awards to be announced. And we've got two more games this week. So I'll get a night off for the voice to recover and go right back to it at Bainbridge Guilford for the boys. The same Afton Crimson Knights taking on the Bobcats of Bainbridge Guilford at BG's house. And I see Greg Warren, coach of BG, was here tonight scouting it out for both teams. That will be Thursday night, 7 o'clock scheduled start, 6:45, Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. And then ditto the next night with the girls of Afton visiting Bainbridge Guilford. Our first look at both of those teams, 7 o'clock anticipated tip-off, Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show anticipated at 6:45. I think at this point of the season you can safely assume it's going to go about 15 minutes later than the normal scheduled time. But both games, as all games, will be streaming audio thanks to WCDOsports.com. In our discussion board forum, anxious to see, I'm going to check that out tomorrow to see what that's all about. Maybe start a couple of discussion threads. There's a long pass off of press to Mason Dean, but it's picked off by Decker. Trailing by four, Decker goes for three, top of the key, it's short, rebound by Andrews, and there's a tie-up. Who's got the possession arrow? It's Afton, so the 50-50 chance is in their favor, 19.1 seconds to go. Definitely a two-possession game, unless, of course, a foul on a three-point basket. They go to Hinman, and right through his hands, and right into the hands of John Arnold, who didn't do anything to steal it, but he wound up getting the steal. Here comes a freebie underneath for number 22, John Andrews, and that's going to pretty much be it with 4.6 seconds to go. Final, can't say final whistle here. Still 5 seconds to go. So Mitch Decker looks like with a foul there. So Mason Dean is at the line. He's got he and Decker have gotten to 15 points in entirely different ways. Here's a two shot. It's good. First one. Giving him the game high 16. No good. Rebound Hinman to Parsons. 2 seconds to go. He'll let it fly for three and miss it. So the seven-point spread that was at halftime stays. Both teams scoring 20 points after halftime. Final score, Harpersville 45 and Afton 38. So all of that offense in the first quarter wound up going into being more of a defensive strategy, as Harpersville maintained the lead after an 8-8 tie and never let go. So we'll take a break and come back and give you the award winners and the scoring recap. It's all coming up as live Tri-Town High School basketball continues with the postgame show on WCDL.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat. Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, welcome back. Our final score once again, Harpersville 45 and Afton 38. One of those mysteriously wacky kind of games because of the way that the defenses... Harpersville started out in a zone defense, Afton in man-to-man, then they wound up switching to be more effective, and it just, every time Afton started to make a run, Harpersville had an answer and extended their lead, and it just, you just kept thinking something was going to break somewhere along the way, and it never did, and the shooting percentages for both teams very poor tonight after Harpersville got out like a house of fire, and I think really that their getaway in the first quarter was about the difference in the game. They led by 8, they won by 7. Afton, on the other hand, had numerous, and I mean numerous, chances to score inside often, and somehow just could not get it off the glass with touch and get it to go in the basket. They did score 3 or 4 inside shots, but boy, they had a ton that could have at some time tied the game or made it within 1 or 2 points, and they just never could find the continuity inside. But both teams played very active, very aggressive. The officials let them play, and there were only 16 foul shots in the entire game. Well, our postgame show on WCDO is always brought to you by MBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. They're putting customers first at MBT Bank every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served our communities for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And by Mang Insurance, our dynamic defensive award sponsor, Mang Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports again this year on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, before we give the awards, let's go through the scoring recap. Talked about the team scoring wise. Sometimes it seems like I say it's a weird game every time we're done with a game, but tonight truly was different because Harpersville, as I said, got out of the gates real quick. 12 was the first quarter score, and then the brakes got put on. They couldn't buy a basket, but Afton couldn't penetrate and get, they did penetrate, they just couldn't get the ball inside to go in the basket on those shots. They were held to 2 3-pointers. Third quarter picked up a little bit more, and then the fourth quarter it was all strategy, and every time Afton seemed to have something to say about cutting the deficit, Harpersville's Mason Dean, usually, or Taylor Niles, who hustled a lot, had a lot to say about that. So anyway, for Harpersville, they were led by Mason Dean with 16 points, 5 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, a key basket in the fourth quarter, 3 for 5 from the line and 16. There were 3 players with 7 points. Devin Dean and Justin Karanka had 7 points each in similar ways. They both scored a pair of field goals in the first quarter and each had a 3-pointer in the third quarter. Meanwhile, John Andrews had 5 of his 7 points in the first quarter, including a 3-pointer. So he had 2 and was 0 for 2 from the line, a 3-pointer for 7. And then John Arnold had a basket for 2. Taylor Niles off the bench had 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the line, and 6 points. Actually, those 2 free throws were big because it extended the lead from 4 up to 6. So 14 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, 5 for 12 from the foul line, and 45 points. For Afton, well, it was Mitch Decker who, when he shot a 3-pointer, was usually successful. He had 5 in the game, 15 points, the last one bringing them to within 4 points for the final time. Rick Parsons had a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. James Westfall had 3 baskets for 6. Matt Olin had a basket, 1 a 2 from the line for 3. Kyle Hinman, freshman 6'4", with 7 points, 3 2-pointers, and a 1 for 2 from the line. And Ben Shear had a basket for 2. So they only had 9 2-pointers. They matched their 2-point output with their 3-point output. In other words, 9 2-pointers for 18, 6 3-pointers for 18, doubles that up to 36, and then you add the 2 for 4 and 38. And that's, you know, neither team was more aggressive than the other, but Harpersville got 12 free throws out of it, and Afton had only 4 foul shots to speak of for their aggressive play. The referees, as I said, let them play both ways. It was about as even as it could get. So now to our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Sometimes you want to say, hey, just because it's the highest score in the game doesn't mean it's the best offensive player. Well, it actually turned out to be that way because Mason Dean scored in every quarter, and the 4 points he scored in the fourth quarter were big. And let's say no more. So with 16 points, Mason Dean will be our Outstanding Offense Award winner, sponsored by NBT Bank. That was fairly easy. Now comes the Dynamic Defense Award winner, and that could go to, let me just give you the candidates if I can. Devin Dean for Harpersville, Taylor Niles off the bench for Harpersville. Those two are good there. Afton, I would go with James Westfall. And Mitch Decker, actually. And you know what? I think I am going to go with Mitch Decker on this for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lots of rebounds. He blocked a couple of shots. He, of course, kept his team in the game in both defense and offense and just did a nice job overall. Tough that he couldn't get anything to fall, just like his teammates inside the three-point line, but he had 15 points as well to show for it. So between the two MDs, Mitch Decker and Mason Dean, they are the award winners for tonight. So this game certainly got over with much quicker than the JV games, and they let them play, and that's why there were not a lot of whistles in tonight's ball game. So the final score once again, Afton loses to Harpersville on their home floor tonight, 45-38. And in the way that the Mid-State Athletic Conference has had their schedule the last several years and this year, you'll only get one chance, and unless they play each other in the playoff, which could actually be happening later on. But for now, it's Harpersville's bragging rights, 45-38. So we'll take a night's break, as I said, come back with a doubleheader over two nights, Bainbridge, Guilford, Afton. Girls, no, boys on Thursday, 7 o'clock start time, and girls on Friday, 7 o'clock start time. And it'll all depend, of course, on the JV game to finish. But Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, roughly 6:45 to 7:15, somewhere in there. The best laid plans of the JV basketball teams to get the games over with in a timely manner don't always come to fruition. But we'll see what happens. We got lots of great basketball for you in the month of December and throughout the 2012-2013 season. And through WCDOSports.com, you can listen to any of these games after the conclusion of the game, or it's streaming live as it happens again. And let's get that discussion board going, because that's one thing I do love to do, is talk sports any place, any time. We can do that also through WCDO Sports. Thanks to Athletic Director Cindy Bosselman and the folks here at Afton for having me set up. All I have to do is unplug, pack up, and go. I don't have to wind up cords or anything like that. This is first class all the way. We appreciate it very, very much. So once again, the final score, 45-38, Harpersville boys over the Afton Crimson Knights. So congratulations to Coach Sean Riley and his Hornets, who get their second league win of the year. Go to 3-2 on the season. Afton 1-1 in the league and 1-2 overall. For WCDO Radio Sports, and my main man back at the station, Joe Gardner, I'm Greg Davies. Have a great night on WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.